This is Amateur Logic, episode 212, for December 19th, 2025. Amateur Logic is brought to you by ICOM. The season is all about connection, and ICOM keeps that spirit shining with amateur radios that deliver clarity, reliability, and reach. Good evening. Welcome to the Christmas edition of AmateurLogic.tv. I'm George.
I'm Tommy.
I'm Emil.
I'm Mike.
And it's great to be back with you for another exciting Christmas episode.
Can't wait to see what we're going to do.
Who knows?
I don't.
Santa Claus knows.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, which one? There are three of them here.
Take your pick.
We're only the helpers.
Each of us only knows a third of it. We don't.
Yeah. Santa's workshop is compartmentalized. We don't know what the other one's doing, so they kind of keep it that way on purpose.
Tommy, what's been going on with you lately?
Just been hanging around, playing on the radio a little bit more than I used to usually been. I've been having a good time with it.
And so you only got like one more day of work, and that's not till next year. Am I correct on that?
January the 2nd. One more day. I'm on vacation until then. After I got off today, on vacation till January 2nd, I worked that day, and I got like 8 weeks of vacation, and then I'm unemployed, except for the other two jobs.
What? Retired.
Retired.
That sounds better.
Yeah. But still unemployed.
Well, true. Same in the end, I guess.
You were tired. Now you're going to be retired.
Yeah, I'll be tired again.
Emil, what's been going on down there?
Besides being making sure I'm on the naughty list, we've been surviving the weather. It's bouncing up and down like a yo-yo down here, as I'm sure you all are experiencing. But in between, I've been still kicking and building the shack. I got a fiberglass mast on the outside, bolted to the building, power outlets, and getting ready to do a mass migration over there and hook up some internet as well. So
a mast,
that's my next step.
Mast migration or mass?
Radio's actually moving to the mast.
Perfect. Can't wait to hear you on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's been a while.
Yep.
Nice.
Mike. What about up there closer to the North Pole?
Well, like Emil said, weather's been kind of up and down. Like, we got a dumping of snow. We had about 2 feet of snow on the ground until yesterday when temperatures got mild and above zero or above freezing. And actually, I think there was a slight amount of rain that was mixed in with that. So other than that, just getting ready for Christmas. A lot of stuff to do around here and finishing up stuff from work. And
Oh, is Christmas coming? I hadn't heard.
It came fast this year.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
I can't
about
believe
that.
It feels like we should have another week before Christmas.
I know, right?
I could use it.
Me too. I still got a couple gifts I got to go work out.
Yeah, me too. Well, what have I been up to?
Yes, I was about to ask you, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been on vacation for the last week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. I don't remember. It all went
blur.
Way too fast. And I'm on vacation for the rest of the year. I didn't use much of it this year, so I had a lot left over, and you got to take it the same year. So I'm getting that out of the way, although I have no illusions that I will not have to work in the meantime, because I've already had to go in a few times. Mike, what's on your news agenda up there? Anything going on much?
Well, the one news item, it brings back memories from the late 80s. It seemed like whenever computer memory got too cheap, there was a fire somewhere and a factory burned down, then the price of RAM went up through the roof. And this is an article from CNET magazine. Of course, you can get it online at the above link there. and why you might not want to wait for to buy your next laptop. And the reason isn't so much the RAM prices due to a fire, but AI is really driving up the price of things. They're suggesting that it's going to start affecting prices pretty soon if you haven't seen prices rise already.
Tonight, being the Christmas episode, I thought, well, it might be fun to take a look at some Christmas classics from the past.
Look, the Tommy gun now. Does that shoot potatoes?
Well, it's not designed for potatoes. It's actually designed to launch your wire dipole or Wyndham or any other type of wire antenna. You can get it up there instantly mm-hmm. with the Tommy gun.
Perfect for field day.
Yeah, what ammunition do you use in there?
Actually, you can use black powder. You can use WD-40. You can use... You know, anything combustible, you just have to use the right quantity, and we assume no responsibility for mishaps.
Aquanet.
Use that for all your potato gun needs. You've been talking about POTA for a while now.
I have.
You ever going to do anything about that?
I'm going to do something about it here right now. Came out here. This is the very last day of my vacation until Christmas time, and I wanted to do a Parks on the Air activation. Came out to the park, and as promised, the temperature is cooler now than it was when I left home. It was about 45 when I left home, and it's about 40 now, and apparently it's still falling and the wind's picking up. So I'm going to set up my antenna over here somewhere, and I'm going to sit in my four-wheel drive sleigh and do my activation from in there. I'm going to use the same antenna, the MFJ one, that I think it's 1898, if I'm not mistaken, the part number. Anyway, if you want to see more about the antenna where I initially set it up, you can look at this Amateur Logic, and I did review it there. Getting ready for my parks in here. I'm going to use my 705 and my Miata 8-amp hour battery to get 10 watts out of it. But I'm going to do it from inside the truck. About 3.75, and I'm less than 2:1 SWR all the way across the 20 meter band, which is where I was planning to spend most of my time. I'm still going to hook my tuner up anyway, just because I got it, but it's not probably necessary. Anyway, let's go move into the truck where it's warmer. 14.225 looks to be okay, so let's try that one. Let's go over to Parks on the Air. First of all, let's make sure the frequency's not in use. This is November 5 Zulu November Oscar. Is the frequency in use? I got to get our park number. This is the one we're at. Pilhatchee Shore 12639. CQ, Parks on the Air. Park US 12639. CQ, Parks on the Air. CQ, Parks on the Air. This is November 5 Zulu, November Oscar. QRP. CQ, Parks on the Air. November 5 Zulu, November Oscar.
Kilo Charlie
four, Kilo, I'm sorry, Kilo Zulu four, Charlie Papa. Year 59 in Mike Sierra, Mississippi.
Roger, yeah, great signal for QRP. Year 59 here in Kentucky, back to you.
Cool, you're my first contact ever. I decided to get out today and try Parks on the Air activation. My first one, I'm at the park. It's pretty cold out, so I decided to sit in the truck and do it. Anyway, appreciate you coming back to me.
No problem, let me help you out a little bit. I got a couple of club calls I'll give you.
first one, Kilo 8, Bravo, Sierra Romeo. Again, Kilo 8, Bravo, Sierra Romeo. Also 5 and 9, back to you.
QSL, appreciate that.
One more, November Alpha 4, Whiskey Delta, North American 4-wheel drive. Also, here's you 5 and 9, back to you.
Awesome, appreciate the help.
No problem, just go out there and get 7 more, buddy, and you'll have it whipped.
CQ Parks on the air. This is November 5, Zulu, November Oscar, Park 12639.
Whiskey Delta 4, Delta 8,
Kilo Lima Lima, Kilo Delta 3, Alpha Charlie Bravo.
I had 3 at one time there. I think I heard a Lima Lima station.
QSL's Whiskey Delta 8, Kilo Lima Lima.
QSL, you are 5-9. Very, very strong signal here in Mississippi, Park 12639.
QSL, I'd be about a 5-5 double nickel in Michigan today.
73. 73, appreciate the contact. I think I heard a Whiskey United 8 Echo, was that correct?
QSL, Whiskey Uniform 8 Echo, you're 5-9 Ohio when you're in the clear.
QSL, good signal here in Mississippi too. 12639, 73, appreciate the contact.
November 2, India Golf Whiskey.
Romeo 4, Delta Whiskey Whiskey.
Okay, I had 2 at one time there, but I think I heard November 2 Golf Whiskey. I'm sorry, November 2 Whiskey Golf Whiskey, was that right?
Yeah, this is November 2, India Golf Whiskey. You're 5-5 New York.
QSL, India Golf Whiskey, got you. You are about 5-8 here in Mississippi. Yeah, thanks for the contact. CQ, this is N5ZNO, Parks on the air, Park 12639.
November Mike, Victoria, radio X-ray.
Okay, had a good pile up there. I think I heard a radio X-ray.
Kilo Delta 8, Victor, radio X-ray.
Kilo Delta 8, Victor, radio X-ray. QSL? Oh, Jocelyn, hey, man, I should have recognized the call sign right off the bat. And I'm having a good time. It's pretty cold out here today. It's, for you guys, it's probably not so bad, but here it's about 40 degrees, which is pretty frigid for us.
QSL, Tommy, QSL, yeah, you're also 3-3, a little staticky, a little bit of noise, but I got you at Park US 12639, roger.
QSL, 12639.
Have fun. 73,
you're about 5-6 here, 5-6, 5-7. All right, 73 here, Jocelyn. Good to hear you, man. 73, N5ZNO.
Okay, well, I got your 5-6, and you're about a 5-5, so I'm going to upgrade you to a 5-5, and I get a 5-6 back. Hey, thank you, Tommy. Have fun.
73, this is N5ZNO, Parks on the air. All right, well, I have to call it quits for the day. Thank you, everyone, for the activation, the contacts, for my very first activation. Won't be the last one for sure. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for everyone to everyone that contacted me. 73, I'm QRT, N5ZNO. That was fun, but it was pretty cold out, so I'm glad I decided to sit in the truck. It was pretty tight in there. Having the microphone cord swinging is a little bit of a pain. It almost knocked my little camera off that was pointed at the radio. So I got a set of headphones ordered for it for next time. So I'm looking forward to trying those out. I'll probably show them to you next time I go out with it. But I'll definitely be doing it again in about 20 and 30 minutes. I think it's like 25 minutes. I made 20 contacts. My little 705 did great, and the little MFJ 1898 antenna did great as well. I did paper logging because I just didn't have enough room to set up a laptop, and I tried to do it on my phone, and it was just a hassle trying to deal with that keyboard. It was taking me way too much time, so I just used paper and a pen. So I brought them home, and I did the transpose them over into here. If you do go to My Log Uploads under your call sign on the right, You can see that you can import the ADIF file if you have another logging program that you use. But I just did the manual log entry. So I came over here and I did, I think it's US12639, I think. Yeah, Appalachia Shore. It's in Mississippi. The date, the band, the mode, single sideband. You can do upper sideband, lower sideband if you want to. If it's a different operator, you can do that. The time is in UTC. You don't have to format it out in like 0102. So it says 205 UTC. Just put 25. Call sign was K0. I don't know. No call. I don't know. Just making something up. They were in, just say, Kentucky, whatever. Extra. Put the band was there. Frequency was 14.3225. Click add to entry. Okay, so it adds it all down here. Just do them all. Check them. Oh, I did 5.9. If you make a mistake, you can easily correct it. 5.8, whatever. 5.8. No problem. So that's all done. And you see it's already there. You can download the ADIF file. After you confirm that they're done, that their logs are valid, and you follow the rules, you can submit the log to them. You can also download it. So I downloaded it and uploaded it to my QRZ log. I kept the logging file. I'll put it in my other log when I fire my computer up on my laptop I normally use. But it's really easy to log him. Again, that was so much fun. I just can't even tell you how great of a time that was. I'm kind of hooked. I've already been looking at other antennas, even though the one I had did fantastic. I was really amazed at how many contacts I made in a short period of time and the good signal reports I got. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time. Won't be very long before I take it back out again. 73.
10 watts, it really does get through. I mean, the bands don't have to be wide open for it to work either with 10 watts.
Yeah, it was, you know, and that antenna is not very long, very tall either. It's probably 12 feet tall in all. And it worked really well. I was pleasantly surprised.
And 20 meters, 10 watts does pretty good.
In the daytime, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made 20 contacts in about 25 minutes, and half of that was fiddling around on my phone trying to get the first ones logged. So I finally gave that up, got a piece of notebook out of my console of my truck and just wrote them down. It was faster. I don't see how those guys are doing it in QRZ. So they're like entering everything in the login there right away and doing everything right there on the fly and just doing contacts just like that. I don't see how they're doing that.
So,
of course, they might have been a little more organized. That's my first time. So next one will go a lot more smooth.
Yeah.
A lot more smoother.
Smootherer.
Smootherer.
Now you're getting out pretty good, man. That's a good setup there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really love that 705, man. That's my favorite radio. I just love that thing.
You got news?
I got some news. I got good news and bad news. Which one you want?
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you guys good news. I don't have any bad news today. This is Christmas episode. We save those for other times. FCC allocates 60-meter worldwide amateur band approved at WRC 15 and continue to use the 4 additional 60-meter channels. The FCC on December the 9th of 2025 released a long-awaited report and ordered adopting a new amateur radio spectrum allocation in the 60-meter band. It was approved for worldwide use on a secondary basis in the WRC 15 conference, the final acts. 60-meter allocation is available to amateurs holding general class or above license. Maximum permissible signal bandwidth is 2.8 kilohertz.
It's still kind of surprising to me, even on new radios, there's not a spot on there in the presets on the bands to choose.
But if you go punch it in, it works.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of,
I wonder how long it'll be before there's no more channels and you've actually got a full window of bandwidth to use.
Like never.
Well, never say never. I mean, they gave us those additional channels.
Tommy and I almost quit doing amateur logic here a while back to take on another career.
I don't know what kind of rap it is, what genre you would put that in. It's not gangster rap. It's more like grandpa rap.
Grandpa so rap.
You can judge for yourself.
Well, let's take a listen to it.
It's beginning to look a lot like a ham shack. Everywhere you go.
Take a listen to 3510.
CW is booming again.
With dipoles and filaments aglow.
I guess it's good we continue doing amateur logic, huh?
Yeah, I think I'd stick with the day job.
Peter in words of wisdom there.
Peter has always been their voice of reason.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now.
That was fun.
This next video. Email, you want to set this up?
Yeah. So I have a trend, right? We have a trend of following the network speeds and the bandwidths on the radio. Well, we also have a trend of following the network and bandwidth speeds on the Ethernets and the local area networks. So, time for another upgrade.
Hello, George, Tommy, Mike, Amateur Logic TV viewers. A few years back, I don't know if you remember, but I did my upgrades to the network here, going from 100 to gig back then. Well, now I'm at it again, except this time heading towards the 2 gig limit for the network connections inside the house or the LAN, the local area network. This is Ubiquiti's Flex 8 series of switches, which will allow me to have 2.5 gigs internal and 10 gig uplinks between the two switches that I'll be using some fiber cable to link between using this SFP Plus module here. That's a 10 gigabit speed. And they do have a shared port here between copper and fiber, but I'm using the fiber to go in between the ham shack building and the house. All so that we can accommodate having higher speeds inside the LAN, the local area network, and also linking the building with a higher link between the house and the building to accommodate that traffic. And then ultimately the 1 gigabit connection to the internet being a part of that LAN. You can see here it comes with its own little brick. You do have to make sure you get the one with the brick combo, basically, or you got to buy it. Otherwise, you can feed it via PoE plus input from another switch if you have it already. But if not, in this case, I'm going to be using the brick on the other side. And it goes into the switch USB-C here. And like I said, you could also feed it here. This is Ubiquiti's Mini or USW Flex 2.5 gig 8-port model. And I've connected them together just to make sure that the fiber was okay. You can see the ports here on the fiber cable are of the LC type. Those are covers, protective covers on the things that you take off. And then they just snap into the SFP Plus here. There's a little protector in there. And you can see two fibers. The fiber is multi-mode OM3. And it is an armored cable. It's pretty small, but it's an armored cable so that you can either put it in conduit or underground, and supposedly it will survive. So you can find them all on Amazon or other suppliers for sure. But we'll see how long that lasts and go from there. I did hook them up already, and they definitely worked. Even on a spool, all wound up like that. I hooked the two switches together, and it linked up 10 gigs, no problems. Because 300 meters, that's 300 meters of cable there. The place is about 650 feet away, or less, actually. And this will get me there at 10 gigs. Another cool feature of these switches are they are managed, even though it's their lower-end devices. They are still managed by a software you can download and install a server on your server or laptop, in this case, like I'm using, and it'll give you all the port statuses, allow you to configure the switch and everything managed from this software, which is a web browser and authentication based in their cloud if you want it there. If not, it's local. So pretty neat stuff. Got one of them on, and the one I was just showing you is offline at the moment, but there you go. At least you can manage it with software from Ubiquiti, which is free. And on the house side, I have a wiring closet ready to go with the one linked up to the gigabit internet service provider coming into the house, also via fiber. But anyway, that's the other house side, and we'll see on the other end how it's going to work out. But this should allow enough headroom for traffic locally, as well as getting the most bandwidth out of the linked internet connection. And we'll go from there. Oh, and the other good things are, forget this port here, the 10 gig copper port. I'll probably wind up using that for, since it is shared with the 10 gig fiber uplink port, even though I'm probably never going to use 10 gigs to that other building anyway, but I could probably plug in something else here, like storage, yeah, NAS or some connected storage at 10 gig copper. So it's a good to have, and it's, again, keeping those speeds locally above the internet speed, which is ever growing in bandwidth. So I'll check that out one day and probably do another video. Well, I'm sure y'all remember that power fed to the shack here. Kind of extended pole from that way overhead to here, and then went underground with it for the low voltage side over to the shed. But let me show you what I've been doing on the inside. Of course there was the lights, which is definitely good enough for here. It's two daisy chained off two different circuits, and I got outlets up there as well that I could use for stuff. Like, I'll put a access point up there eventually with a little brick for Wi-Fi. But I have been adding internal circuits to the panel here, starting to populate the panel with some flex MC cable, and running me and terminating me some outlets to get ready for the shack, the workbenches, and my corner of the world over here to build the shack section. So I've been running, got some more circuits planned, making some more outlet boxes along the edges of the building that I'll have all the way around, and eventually lighting on the outside and everything else I'm going to do. Security. Something I have been doing lately, interesting, I'm checking out the use of these Wagos. My son was telling me about them. First is wire nuts, but we'll see how that goes. I'll do a few, see if I like it with the Wagos. Got to save me some pigtail wire since I'm using 4-gang or 2-gang outlets boxes that'll come out to 1 feeder in and 4 out. Basically 4 outlets, right? You got 4 outlets coming off of 20 amps. So you make these little pigtails and then use the Wagos or wire nuts to do them. So learning me some things. And working with the flex is interesting, or MC cabling. And I do have my, oh, where is it in here? The breakers. My breakers. Hopefully I got the right tight.
And I have my 240 breaker, 30 amp, ready for my AL80B that I'll put an outlet for, special over there in the corner. So that's what's been going on this side. Just taking my time. No rush. Learning how to deal with steel frame, steel buildings, and steel frame fun. So, good times. Always good to have as a part of your setup here. Emergency disconnect, right? Especially for when you're working on these things. Just cut it all off from the service. So, it's a good thing. I'm sure it was code when I had it installed, but I love it just so I can work on stuff on the inside. When the daylight's out and the roll doors are up with the sunlight. About to start working on antennas. I bought a box from DX Engineering to place on the outside so I can come through with a conduit. Start populating some of this back wall with some antennas. Some vertical mast for VHF and UHF. That'll probably be the first thing I get out here. Then we'll work on the trees and the antennas out in the path back there, because I do want to build my dream, the 500 foot plus loop, sky loop. But first things first, we'll get something out here. Take a look at the path that I'm planning on the antenna. 500 foot antenna to take along these trees here, on fruited trees. Should be pretty good. Coming out the back of the building into these trees here. Got some paths that I can get up there, through there. Trails back here, so we'll see how that's gonna work out for me. It's gonna be interesting getting stuff up into these trees in a pattern that I want it. And then of course maintaining it. I thought it'd be fun. With the barbed wire fence here. Should be able to come through most of this and get to where I need to get. There's lots of trails back here. Put them up there in the trees. See if I can't get me some 160 meter contacts, which I've not done much of. I have some on the logs, but not a lot. So we'll see how I can get that going in the trees back here and around. There's something else I've been doing too at the last Hamfest. Was picking up this TN07 Engineering hitch mount for the truck, along with a 36 foot mast from Intellitron, I want to say, or Gigaparts. So I'm about to actually go put this on the shed or the shack building with a standoff, or a couple of them actually, and some guys. So that'll get a VHF mast up pretty good, I think. We'll see. I'll probably maybe put one of my disc cones and wind up being the antenna for the Windlink gateway permanently over there. That is this antenna, which is still on the MFJ 25 foot push-up fiberglass pull that's running the gateway now, until I had the shack up and running. So that's my ICOM disc cone up there, which is still spotless. Suckers don't rust, man. It's good for long lasting stuff and has a great matched coax for it. But anyway, that's what I'll be putting over there.
Nice.
When does cheap part come in?
Yeah.
Each one little part's cheap.
So
Is that going to be this year's field day site?
According to Glenn, it's the EOC for the entire county.
So will we be hearing you on the air within the next year or so?
I'm pretty sure I'm close. I'm really close. In fact, I'm ready to pick up some radios that I know I could do portable stuff over there with, like my Go Box. So it's going to happen.
He's so close that his XYL is just about ready to put his bed in there.
Yeah, he just needs a cot. That's the only thing I saw missing.
You know, Mike, it's funny you say that, but just pay attention to some of the segments coming up.
We're going to be right back with more fun and foolishness. Don't go away.
Peter, feel free to sing along.
I'll pass on that. Thanks.
Everybody knows a junk box full of salvage parts.
Of course, I remember the original, but
is that rocking right?
And it's Tom approved too.
We should have put the silhouette of Mystery Science Theater 3000 up there.
The season is all about connection, and ICOM keeps that spirit shining with amateur radios that deliver clarity, reliability, and reach. Every call travels further, every friendship feels closer, and the airways become a place where the season's warmth never fades. Whether you're catching up with familiar voices or discovering new ones, ICOM keeps every signal bright. The IC7300 MK2 builds upon everything operators loved about the original IC7300, elevating it to a sharper, cleaner, and more capable HF experience. Its improved RMDR, lower phase noise, enhanced cooling, and expanded IO options make it the next level performer for serious operators who want crystal clear reception, rock solid transmit quality, and modern conveniences that fit today's operating styles. The result is an HF 50 MHz transceiver that feels familiar yet unmistakably evolved. Improved RMDR and phase noise, lower heat generation and reduced power consumption, HDMI output for external displays, USB Type-C with dual COM ports, built-in CW decoder and audio peak filter, and RX antenna in and out connectors. The ID52A Plus is ICOM's most advanced handheld for operators who want powerful digital capability, wideband flexibility, and a modern interface that brings the airways to life. With expanded D-Star performance, an upgraded 2.3-inch color display, enhanced Bluetooth functions, and simultaneous dual-band monitoring, the ID52A Plus delivers a richer, more connected experience wherever you go. It's the next evolution of handheld communications, compact, capable, and unmistakably ICOM. Heard it, worked it, logged it. For more information about ICOM's amateur radios and to locate a dealer, please visit icomamerica.com/amateur today.
Is it really 60th anniversary of ICOM already?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. You know, just the other day, I pulled out a 50th anniversary ICOM mug out of the cupboard.
Goes on out through the chimney. success. Sounds like success. Sounds like success. You know, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was Jose Emilcioni.
I thought it was Tommy Shaw from Styx.
Awesome.
It was definitely Styx. Styx and mallets and hammers and all the things that makes, you know, George, I've always known, always deep known that you're doing the Lord's work with those sticks.
Actually, I am these days.
That's right. You play that's hammers. Right.
Yeah.
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 When you made that episode that then dropped that mallet behind a thing, I knew exactly what I was doing from that point forward.
that piece with the walking with the hoe like that reminds me of the old Wolfenstein game. You remember that when the
oh yeah.
Could we make a video game out of that?
Huh.
We actually probably could, yeah.
Our friend who's in the chat room right now. Tom, Appelinix, Appelinix, WA2IVD, is he wrote a Facebook post. It's an older code, but it still checks out. In October, but he wrote something about Temtems, and I figured, you know, 'tis the season for sweets. And he was at one of the airports, gas stations in his area, or somewhere he traveled to maybe, and he found some Temtems, and that brought me back to memories from. I think it was Peter, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Who brought up the Tim Tams and those cookies. Yeah, we were talking there. About them. Yeah, a little bit. And there's some different flavors. Those are the original ones there. So thanks for bringing back those memories, Tom. And hope y'all have a good holiday. Merry Christmas, man.
Yeah, those are good, too.
You know, it's that time of year again when everybody's giving gifts or receiving gifts. And I don't know about you guys, but it's very difficult to pick out the right present for my wife.
Yeah, it's almost impossible anymore. Pretty difficult.
How could a fella get any suggestions or any help with this?
Oh,
you got suggestions?
I know, George. I know just a thing or things to get your YL, especially with all the holiday work scheduling and issues and coordination and all of that stuff, especially when Cousin Eddie pulls up in his RV in front of the house. But
stay a month or two.
Yeah.
I got some honey baked ham ideas.
Awesome. I love honey baked ham.
We all have some troubles, right? You know, with whether it's traveling, hosting an event at your house. Well, I figured, why not just grab you one of those IC7760s for the YL and travel over early to your relatives' places so that you can operate while you're there and help them all out and coordinate, you know, just have a good experience for them and you as well. You might as well go ahead and get that for the YL and set it up and go ahead over there.
I have a question. Did I put you up to this?
No. This is just things I thought of off the top. and you can see, I mean, that is a pretty hefty unit. So I think she was just having a little troubles when, you know, shaking that box, trying to figure out what it was or what it might be. She doesn't know yet. She did mention the weight, but I'm thinking she's going to be very surprised with that gift. But that's not all.
But wait, there's more.
You have, there's more. Yeah. I mean, if you have stresses with the relatives, why not just start a new tech project, like a new microwave rig, just to keep things moving, you know, efficient use of bandwidth and the bands, the new bands that we get to play with, new toys. You know, everything's really fast up there and faster for hams. So we might as well be more efficient in communication needs.
She would probably appreciate a microwave, wouldn't she?
You know, she did ask for a microwave, so I figured this fits the bill. If you go to the next slide, you can really see that the remote unit and the rig is a lot lighter. And she did, again, she looked pretty surprised at the size, and I think I do remember her mentioning a new microwave rig, so I can't wait until she sees it.
You know what, Emil? It kind of looks like she's got the expression on her face that she just unboxed a new vacuum cleaner.
No, Mike, she's going to be really impressed with this one. I know it. I think that fits the microwave bill 100%. We're going to be hosting the holidays this year at my place, and there's always a new outfit or a new look that, you know, she's looking for. So I figured the fancy new 2730Bs and the V3500 blackouts, and even the mentions of some new, maybe the 5200 models with the nice, you know, the black faces and the new remote heads that have that new look. So once again, I think she's going to be very impressed with this. And she obviously held it in high regards, so much so that I had to hurry up and take it. I had to take it from her and put it back under the tree so she couldn't figure out what it was.
Okay.
If you have any unrealistic expectations for the holidays, because there are a lot of stresses involved, there's no problems. You know, we don't use realistic anymore anyway. So the DC, the daylight coverage in the shack, addresses all of that, really. To leave no band uncovered, you should pick up one of these 7610s, a PW2 to go with it, the IC9700, and the 905. That'll cover it all. There's no doubt in my mind that you have the DC to daylight shack of your dreams, and so was she. And you can see she really... No, she was opening the door just to catch some air from outside, and for some whatever reason she was pointing out the door. But
I thought that was the circuit
breaker. She might have been directing somebody out there.
No, it wasn't the switch. She opened the door and point, you know, got a good whiff of air, because those first couple of boxes were pretty heavy, especially the 7610 and the PW2. So it was a little taxing, but she did get the fresh air from the thing. And the last idea on the next slide, if you're coordinating, it takes a lot of coordination to get all those families. We have families all over the country that's coming in for this event, the holiday event. So you might as well just get them all ID50As, the whole lot of them. Hotspots if needed, licenses, help them to get, you know, that's what we do anyway, right? I let them all to Ham College already. So if you see some increases in attendance, you'll know why. But, you know, we might as well promote and get them all connected and talking to each other, because it's going to take a lot of coordination to get them and get us together. On the next slide, she was even insisting that I go out into that shack to prepare for a while with the dog.
Now, I'm thinking maybe she used different language. That was the gist of what she was saying, though.
Well, I'm pretty sure that was the gist of it. You know, she was probably overwhelmed, but that was the gist of it for sure. And I think she knows that I'll be a big help, whether it's from the shack out there for a while or you know, a remote at the other side with the remote rig.
I bet she was so happy. She was, like, talking really loud, too.
Yeah. Well, she's Italian, so that kind of comes with it. Yes.
Yeah.
And but anyway, all of that is, you know, sure to make out for a great honey baked ham holiday event and gifts. I can't wait till she opens them.
Wow. Emil, that's just like extra money in the bank there, isn't it? Like,
absolutely.
Brownie points.
And y'all just did the segment for ICOM on how to do it. So now I know what to do. Even you guys helped me out. Literally out.
And really, with your reasoning there, You just solved that issue for me, because I just recently got an IC7760. So I can see now I don't really need to pick up anything else.
Emil just revealed his cheap old man secret. He just talked himself into buying anything and everything.
I don't know. The dog, move it on over.
Well, I'm just going to say, before anything else, it was nice working with y'all. It really was.
Yeah. Tommy, that's not the only ideas. I mean, there's got to be some other.
Yeah, I had a couple of things come up that I thought about might be helpful to some of the hams out there, some of the guys. The perfect Christmas gift for the YL that wants to communicate more with her husband or boyfriend or whatever. How many times has your wife ever said, "You don't talk to me enough. I just want you to talk to me more"? Well, yeah. There you go. The vacuum cleaner's all rigged up. While she's doing the housework, she can talk to you. There's a Gordon West technician guide book there to get her ticket if she doesn't have it already.
Yeah. So you're fortunate. Your wife already has a ticket.
She does, but I thought throw that book in there for this package here just in case.
So yeah. Yeah.
Somebody may not have that. That's not an ICOM vacuum cleaner. It is an ICOM rig on there, though.
Yeah.
But it's modified. Operators are standing by if you want to place your order now. The good thing about this one is if she doesn't like it and you have to use the vacuum cleaner, I mean, it's not that bad to be talking on 2 meters or D-Star or whatever while you're having to vacuum the house now.
So is there an internal power supply in the unit?
Yeah,
for 13.8 volts to power the rig?
It is. There's a power supply in there. When you plug the vacuum cleaner in, the rig comes on.
Okay. You put some thought into that one, huh?
Yeah, there's filters in there so you don't have to worry about the noise from the motor.
Hmm.
The cyclonic action of the vacuum, does it improve the signal at all?
I don't know. It should.
So, you got any alternate ideas?
Yeah, well, if she gets tired of doing that, you know, you could take her on a nice trip to the YL with the very best old man. So enjoy a fun in the sun 2 week expedition for two. Who could turn down a beach trip?
Does that firewood last for 2 weeks?
Probably not. But there's the boat. You can break that down if you had to.
I suppose so. Just as long as you got enough batteries, huh?
That's yeah. It.
Well, there's sun.
True. Nice sandy beach, though.
Yeah, as long as the tide don't come in.
That's a real sunny beach.
Anyway, whose wife wouldn't want to go on a nice beach trip for 2 weeks?
This is true.
The best, I mean, Wayne would approve of those accommodations, I think.
I know, right?
Although there's no air conditioning in the tent.
Extra points if you can activate it as a park.
The only thing I saw missing, Tommy, was there room for the dog? Because you may be needing that dog.
Yeah. Oh, that's plenty of room for the dog.
Okay. Okay. I've got an email here, an actual bona fide email.
An email.
Oh.
Have you seen him in the chat room tonight?
No,
I haven't noticed. I didn't think he was in there. This is a frequent flyer here in the chat room. It's not here tonight, but a good friend of the show that we've known for a lot of years now. It's Elliot Eckerd. He's written in emails before, and we've read some of them. And he said, still going through my collection. He's been going through boxes and finding old walkie-talkies and different things that he had stashed away that he kind of forgot about. He found this AM stereo radio, and much to his surprise, it had Duracell batteries in them, which did not leak.
No. They must be new and improved now.
I think it must have been batteries from like the 80s or something.
When they didn't leak.
Yeah, I'm thinking the new and improved ones now are the ones that leak.
He said he actually forgot about that he has two of those AM stereo radios. Sounds good. Wish AM stereo would have taken off back in the day. radios detect the CQAM and the Con Hazeltine system both, although CQAM's the one that kind of went out and became the standard. Regards, Elliot, K1MF.
That might be the only portable F or AM stereo radio that I've ever seen before.
Well, it might,
well, here's another one.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's mine right there.
Yeah, Duracell batteries in there?
No. It might have one time. You can see mine has some wear and tear. This was a work unit. I worked at a radio station. We converted to AM stereo back in the mid-80s. And I got several different AM stereo radios. This is one that I use the most. You can see it's kind of banged up. These things, that's one of the best sounding AM radios you'll ever find, whether it's stereo or not. It really sounds great. I love them
old Sony. Those old Sonys are awesome.
Yeah, this one's like 10 kilohertz of audio bandwidth on it, so it's real broad.
I was going to tell you, you know those Insignia batteries they sell at Best Buy? Apparently, I bought some back when Best Buy was still over at the other place. I had an electric blower to blow out my computer. I haven't used it in years and years, and I found it, opened it up. It had Insignia batteries in it. Not a single leaked acid out of them. Not even a tad.
Hmm.
Were they that was a new alkalines?
One. Yeah.
Wow.
That's just a Best Buy brand. They were cheap. You could buy like a box of them for nothing.
This one has Energizer lithium batteries in it. Last time I replaced the batteries, it might have been Duracells in there because whatever it was had leaked. And I took it apart and cleaned it up, and I said, I'm not going to let that happen again. So I put some of those Energizer lithiums. They're real expensive, but I've never had one leak yet.
Yeah, I took Chip's advice, and I bought some of those Amazon Basic batteries. I haven't had any of them leak. I've got some of them in stuff since he told me about it.
Malicious interference ruining your fun on the ham bands.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Offended by some of the language while scanning the bands.
Take off, you boy. You take off, you nut.
You could buy expensive filters, but why bother? Launch your own offensive with LID. With an LID, you just enter the frequency, capture a sample of the target, and launch. The LID's state-of-the-art DSP and signal tracking system does the rest. Traveling at supersonic speed, the LID eliminates the problem at the source in just minutes. Kids will have a blast as they watch the LID lift off and travel into the stratosphere. LID, long-range interference destroyer. When you're tired of QRM, make them QRT.
As Emil can probably attest to, some of the products that we've offered in past years exactly didn't sell as well as we expected them to. So we were stuck with a lot of unsold inventory, and warehouse space isn't cheap. So we decided this year, because of just-in-time deliveries and companies like Amazon being able to deliver product in, you know, pretty much the next day, we decided to do kind of a just-in-time delivery system where we'll drop ship direct to you instead of us having to warehouse it. You know, if you have trouble keeping your bread fresh, it's usually because somebody has enclosed the bag. And this little item will keep your bread fresh.
That wasn't my first thought when I saw that, but okay.
For the older people that aren't tech savvy, you know, they generally find cell phones confusing. Well, with this little gizmo, you can plug in a regular handset and talk on the phone just like you do on your landline telephone. Without any problem. You just plug it in, it plugs into the I think it requires a on-the-go USB capable phone. You just plug it in, away you go.
That's perfect.
This one was, we kind of got this with Emil in mind. We just decided this might come in handy, especially if you're about to be abducted. You can flash this operator's license and probably get yourself out of a sticky situation. And also, it's cheapo man approved.
George and Tommy have been acting a little strange lately.
Lately?
Us?
This one, I don't know. It probably doesn't require a lot of explanation, but it's a combination unit because when you got to go, you got to go.
Where do you go?
I'm not sure what the two things have in common, but this little baby does both jobs.
Hmm.
This is just in time for Christmas. A notepad to keep track of those people, basically, that you want to punch in the face. The unwelcome mat, if you put this at your front door, it's to deter unwanted guests.
Now, I could use a set of these.
Yeah, actually, they didn't have air drumming sticks, but I found these air guitar strings because you are just as good, just not as loud.
Easiest to tune, too.
Yes.
You're just as good as the guy on the radio.
Now you have to be kind of careful when you're installing them on your guitar that you don't drop them because they're kind of hard to find, especially if you've got carpeting. These are going to be a hot item, I think. These are marriage savers, so you put a couple of these in your ears and no more getting stressed out. These marital aids are also good for babysitting.
Those are probably pretty good for your gift too, Emil.
Yeah.
They fit right in.
Yeah.
A warning label that you can put on the outside of your vehicle. Basically, if you've ever driven with somebody that has road rage, you know how upsetting that can sometimes be. So, why not get it all out before you get in the car? If you follow those simple rules, I'm sure you're not going to have a problem.
No touching the radio. That's a good rule. Just get in, shut up, and hold on.
I always agree with the driver.
Oh, I know somebody's going to be ordering one of these really soon.
Yeah, but it's not. Mine's not protected. This is basically assaulted.
Oh, you got the reverse problem.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. This ad, obviously, they didn't use a spelling checker or a proofreader. It didn't obviously go through anything like Grammarly or anything like that, but just littered with typographical errors and spelling errors.
So this could be a scam?
It could be a scam, and I'm not even sure if and where you'd want to use that.
Will it help removing solder?
That is a good question.
It looks like it might be better for that.
I don't know if there's they have a rating system for hotels and that. I guess they have one for restrooms as well.
45 minutes.
Best 45 minutes.
It's life changing.
Oh yeah, there's the kind of like an insert with pet products. A kooky catnip. You shouldn't let your cat drive if you're using the catnip. So there's a warning label on there that we made sure that people understood that you're not to operate mechanical equipment after consuming the product.
Well, that is some interesting gift ideas there. How have sales been so far?
Catastrophic.
Catastrophic.
We've got a few more Christmas classics here. We'll just go over real quick and...
The Amateur Logic TV Holiday Retrospective.
Let's see if they get this one. Oh, well, I know what this is. That's back when we were moonlighting as cops.
Yeah. The hair. I had the sideburn thing going. Sideburns. I'm rocking those sideburns.
I always was wondering what Tommy's thinking.
Wow. What is that on my head?
This.
That's Tommy Ponciarello.
That's exactly right.
Oh, and this one. I remember this, man.
Nice. I can barely remember that one.
This is when we got the band back together.
Yeah, I just barely remember that. So,
Up in solder smoke.
Yeah, all I know is we were just looking for some chips.
Yeah. Tommy, I still, man, that look on your face there is classic.
That's awesome.
I think there were pretty good sales on this next one here.
The ALTV Crazy Christmas Catalog of Miss Kits. I bet you Joe Eisenberg hasn't even heard of these kits before.
Never built the Raspberry High kit yet, George.
What state are you in? Is that legal?
No, I don't think it is. Louisiana.
Yeah, this is probably one of those Canadian kits, huh?
Yeah, it's legal in every province up here now. So
yeah, but no, you have worries. To buy those from the government, don't you?
Yeah, you can place your order online.
Do they ship international?
I don't think so.
I ran across this one right here. It is from QRT Kit. Improve your troubleshooting skills, increase vocabulary, and remove unnecessary hair.
Does that come with a guaranteed not to work guarantee?
I believe it does, as long as you don't touch those two bad solder joints.
This is awesome here, the lithium ion battery experimenter's kit. You need to be a little bit careful with this. Don't turn your back on it. They're not good for children or adults either.
2020 Crazy Cheap Holiday Gift Guide, full of cheap, exciting products for the discriminating ham. It's the Cranium Cooler Cap. We just couldn't produce enough of them. And I think we may even have an ad for that.
New from the Skunk Work Labs of the AmateurLogic.tv apparel department. Created the best new product of the year. We bring you the latest in state-of-the-art cranial forced air cooling. Keep a cool head while looking cool with this AmateurLogic Cranial Cooler Ball Cap. The power cooling fan unit is solar powered, so there are no batteries, so no charging required. Our patent-pending power unit supplies power only under the blaring hot sun, ensuring that no photons are wasted. Some vendors may try to convince you that their product is the best, but don't be fooled by cheap, low-quality imitations. Get the only Cranial Cooler Ball Cap endorsed by Professor Thomas. Order your Cranial Cooler Ball Cap today. Operators are standing by.
Professor Thomas astutely discovered that you can recharge the sun by using it in reverse.
Yes.
And you can see him testing out by wing walking on that airplane and holding the Cranium Cooler Cap.
Even better, Mike and George, this just in from our engineers talking to me. I believe this is what is actually restarting the solar cycle. So good job, guys. I think you kick-started it into gear.
Okay. Nice.
Email is hearing voices again.
I saw the cycle that, doing pretty good.
That cooler cap was a lot of fun. In fact, I wore it at Hamvention not last year, the year before.
Yeah. Did it help?
No. It was still way hot.
On the first day of Christmas, my Homer gave to me a band playing with pretty colored charts. On the 12th day of Christmas, my Elmer said to me, just go take your extra test. 11 sections of piping. 10-4 is not okay. 9 safety questions. It just works better. 70 feet of tower. Is that a squirrel on a feed line? 5 gold PL-259s. Hey, you cleared the pile up. 3 boat anchors. Code 2 times a day. And a band plan with pretty color charts.
I think that was the same artist that did that earlier tune we heard.
It sounds like it. Sounds very, very familiar.
Whatever it is, it's pretty cheap.
Yes.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'd say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Tommy?
Okay.
Okay, George?
Okay.
Okay, Mel? Mel? Mel!
Okay!
Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Tommy. Very good, George. Aunt Milla, you're a little flat. Watch it.
I do have one final one.
This is the Pullmaster EFA or NFED antenna, and it really pulls in the big ones. It's a 82.7 meter NFED half-wave antenna. With that coupon, we'll save you $20 off. And just remember, there's only a limit of 13 you can get with that coupon. It looks like it expires on the 35th
yeah.
of this month.
The 35th.
It's received 0.25 ratings, and it's three questions. So.
Those are boxes. Anybody that's ever played Mario Brothers
mm-hmm.
knows that when you hit one of those cubes with the question mark on it, a little surprise pops up. It could be anything. So.
Okay.
It's kind of like one of those scratch cards, one of those Nevada tickets. I guess you scratch and you find out what the review is.
Yeah, Mike, I could see where you could pull in the big ones with that one.
Yes.
Tommy, a mysterious package arrived at my door yesterday morning, I believe it was.
Mysterious, huh?
Mysterious.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what is in it, but... just be prepared, because, you know, sometimes around Christmas, people will send us samples of various foodstuffs.
Yeah.
So, just so we'd be prepared here.
You got a squirrel sword.
Well, I got a couple of paper plates. I don't know what we'll need. I got a couple of forks. I got a knife. Yeah, and I got a pair of tin snips.
Oh, tin snip. That's the one.
You got your blade handy?
Yep. Always.
Always.
I bet you it's Italian.
It, you know, it probably is. It
says for Julie right there on the box.
Oh.
Ooh, I don't think we're going to need the tin snips for that.
No?
Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. KE5QKR. Works better when you bring the tape.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
It's a variety pack.
And a sword.
You got it.
It looks awesome.
So we got bring me praline.
Yeah.
Assorted
white tart chocolate.
Tuesdays, almond toffee,
torture,
and Mississippi mud. I sent you some Mississippi mud.
We don't have any of that here.
Yeah, there we go.
Awesome. Man, this nice. Is awesome. Thanks, Emil.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
See, I'm being cheap. Appreciate that's two that. Holidays in one.
What's that?
That's two holidays in one.
Yeah.
That's cheap. See, I'm trying to win back my name.
Now when we get done, I'm not going to have to go get supper.
So basically, Mike, that's a French twist on the turtle. Candy.
Yeah, it's spelled a little differently. That's why I wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah, tortues. I think it's how you say it. Tortues.
Yeah.
They're different.
And that's from.
You take that one. Then. Take half of that one.
There's a place in the French Quarter down here in New Orleans called Southern Candy Makers in the Quarter. So
nice.
All right, I'm going to try the one that's got the chocolate on it.
It's in the French Quarter, Emil?
Yeah, the little candy shop right in the heart of the quarter.
My wife and I are talking about making a trip down there here pretty soon. So I'll have a little free time on my hands.
Yeah, retired.
Hey, Mel, it's a good thing they didn't try the toffee one. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to speak for about 10 minutes.
Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah, there's almond it toffee is. In there.
Pecans?
Mm-hmm.
There are pecans in Louisiana or New Orleans as well, right?
Absolutely.
They're not none of those pecans.
They're pecans. Pecans.
I grew up in the backyard of my house, my childhood home with my parents. The backyard was literally a huge grove of pecan trees.
I've got about five in the backyard here. And nice. I have no pecans because of squirrels.
I got one in my backyard. I haven't seen a pecan yet.
I don't know how far north they grow, but I know we don't have them up here. This arrived in the post today.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I recognize that package.
Let me open it up here. See what's inside.
So, Mike?
Yes.
We have a store down here called Kohl's. So,
oh yeah, I've heard of Kohl's. Yep.
So I sent you some coal.
It's pretty flat.
I was walking through Kohl's and saw this and had to send it to you.
All right. Man,
that's awesome. I just want to know how did you know I was Canadian?
Oh. Very cool. Emil, I saw you in the chat room earlier. You posted about who's got the moose cups and the eggnog. I had a pair of those moose cups, and somehow one of the antlers got broke off of it. But I had the eggnog in those every year.
They had a set of them, but I figured that would make it through the Canadian Post up there with all of what's going on.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Thank you very much.
What is
it? Merry Christmas, buddy.
It's a bottle opener. That's why.
Ah, okay.
I was wondering how he knew I was Canadian.
Well, it's for the beers, eh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey,
you think we should venture in one more?
I think we probably should.
Mississippi Mud or something else?
It's like a taste of home.
All right.
Mississippi Mud it is?
Yeah, it is.
So are you eating the same thing down there, Emil?
No, I have my own set of pralines. I didn't get all of that fancy stuff like you got.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, this is great. Appreciate that a lot.
When we fall into a diabetic coma here in a minute, here's the evidence.
The country in New Orleans has some really good stuff, as you all know.
I see... Riding Down Under says they have in Australia they have a Kohl's, Coles, which is a supermarket, but here it's Kohls, I think. Isn't it?
Something like Kohl's. That. Yeah. Dark chocolate.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah. You know, they also have the Jack's Brewery. Remember that?
No.
George,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember it.
Where you could go up there and watch him making the fudge on the marble and stuff. So this is a little shop that's outside of that in the quarter more. And it's really smooth stuff, man.
Wow.
They still do all that in that old Jack's Brewery building?
I want to say, yeah, it's been a while since I've been down there, but I have a feeling that didn't go away.
Now, I can enjoy the holidays.
Well, that was a nice...
That was.
Nice little snack.
And I believe there is a package headed our way from Canada here, but it has not arrived.
Okay.
And it's probably going to be a little later.
Yeah, we had rotating strikes up here with Canada Post. And I'm not sure when you mailed this one out, Emil, but it just arrived today. So how long did it take?
2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. What were they striking for?
Money.
More money.
Yeah. Email. Any parting thoughts tonight for the audience, our viewers, our friends?
Well, I would say keep it cheap, but if you follow my gift guide, you'll be in a doghouse and shack with me. So looking forward to contacting y'all in the air.
Yeah.
Well, at least you get plenty of air time in there.
I just want to know who gave you the sense of reality.
It's a self awareness.
Mike, any parting words up there?
If you're traveling, just safe travels. Usually the attitude I take when you're driving through, because I've driven through all kinds of storms and stuff like that where there's been fatalities and that, and it's just not worth it. Take your time, get there safe.
Well, I'll just say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody. Look forward to seeing you next year. The next Ham College, what about January the 2nd? So your last day of work.
I may as well work that one, too. I had to work earlier. I may as well work that evening, too. Although it ain't work. Yeah, that'll work.
So you'll be over the hangover by then?
No hangover for me.
Yeah.
Whatever. I might be looking for some insulin.
Yeah. Well, thanks for everybody who watches the show and says hello to us, joins the chat room, sends emails, visits the social media networks, waves a hand. 7-3, everyone.
7-3.
We will see you soon. Stay tuned.
7-3, everybody. Good night.
I'm going to say a southern term here. You all going to receive your gifts in the new year.
It's amazing how much he sounds like Peter, isn't it?
Yeah.
we need to practice that, Mike. Let's practice it.
Okay,
it's
y'all.